This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan, live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road. Dylan is behind the glass. Dylan, I wish you were out here today because the guys are not cool.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
Oh,
we'll get
man.
To that in a moment.
Oh, yeah. I just want everyone to know that it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And but that you also did not help.
Well.
Hang on. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And but we actually have something coming up soon, don't we?
We do, because it's getting close to the final roster's being here, which means cuts are coming. And Sports Radio 99 The Game is going to give you a chance to cut your yard down in style on August 27th at 4 p.m. when the cut deadline hits for football. We'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux Realmore. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 929thegame.com. I still want a Rolex. I saw Andy Bunker yesterday. And I did not get a chance to say, hey, I'm going to come steal your Rolex Realmore.
He's not giving it to you.
I just want to borrow it.
Yeah, he's
I just want to borrow it. I'll bring it back just like I found it.
He's not giving
I'll
it
even clean it for him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So. Anyways.
Allie, you have some grievances, don't you?
Well, actually, I have to say, Mike Conti said he might be coming out here today. I do need to speak with him today.
Is that what?
I'm going to need the HR lady's
yeah.
name.
Oh,
no. I don't even know the HR lady's name.
The good thing is it's all on tape.
It is all on tape. I have proof that the morning shift was awful to me this morning.
I'm just going to plead. I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Hey, man, that was so funny.
I'm going to need to know what the planning was going into this because I was just approached by a gentleman. And he was accusing me of not letting him have 35 cents. And it went on and on.
It was so
and
good.
On. My heart rate is so high right now. Dylan, I'm sorry if I came on before you even turned the mics up.
Yeah, I think Allie's mad at Mike right now. And I just wanted to say that I had nothing to do with this.
And I'm very lucky I put on, like, clinical strength deodorant today. Because I saw, like, my life flashing before my eyes. I was getting accused of not giving this poor gentleman money, and it was going on and on and on. It was like, when is someone going to step in? When is someone going to help me? And then I heard Mike laughing.
First of all, it's Skip. Skip. And, yeah. And we have a bunch of listeners here. I appreciate everybody for hanging out.
A great crowd. We have a studio audience or a live audience.
I'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, Skip hit me up. Sent me a message at 3:30 this morning before I'd even, you know, made my way to brush my teeth. I got a message from Skip, and he's like, hey, I'm going to play a prank on Allie this morning. And Skip's a comedian, and he was like, hey, I'm going to come up and talk to Allie. I'm going to act like I seen her 3 months ago at the store, and I asked her for 25 cents, and her husband was going to give it to me, but she said no. And I was like, Skip, well, I genuinely, like, I mean, I text him back or I message him back at 4:06. I said, where do you come up with this stuff, dude? And he's like, I'm a comedian. That's all we do is sit around and think about dumb stuff to do. And I was like, okay, cool. But, yeah, I will say I have the video. I haven't posted it or anything. I'll let you make the final cut decision on that one. But it was absolutely classic. You were so stunned in the moment that this man was coming at you. And you were like, I'm sorry, sir. I think you have the wrong person.
Because I would obviously give 35 cents, but I was so scared, Skip, that you were asking for this 35 cents. I was going to give it to you, but I was scared if I open my bag and I don't have 35 cents.
Oh, my God.
Like, what's going to happen?
Good,
like,
stuff.
I was so terrified, and my heart has not recovered quite
yet.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting right across from Allie, and I get this. I've never seen the look that she had.
Yeah, and it was a look of terror.
Really felt bad because I knew what was going on. But I had nothing to do with the pre-planning. I saw Skip, and he gave me the shh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he went in, and I was like, oh, this Allie's got that look. Oh, no, I've never seen this look. It's terrifying.
And we do have a number of – and I do want to give a shout-out to my man Kevin Scandrett of Shadow Rock – the Shadow Rock Center. He's an elementary PE teacher for some special needs individuals. So, man, it's just – it's really cool. Like I said, and we had a music teacher a minute ago. I said, doing the Lord's work. This might even be a step up from that. You know, Mr. Scandrick over there, Scandrick, I'm sorry, doing the Lord's work as well. So really cool to be out here. And I've taken a poll. I've gotten one Lithonia, yeah. One Lithonia.
Yeah.
And so there's
really
Mr. Scandrick
depends.
Said, I'm a little bit urban, so I say Lithonia, but it is what that's what he said. And I was like, okay, man, 10-4, I'll take
I'm
it from
a little
you.
Bit country, I say Lithonia.
That's exactly what he said. I was like, all right, man, I'll take it from you, baby. I'm not a local, so I'll let y'all decide.
Well, I
Are you
hope
okay?
I'm good. I feel like I held my professionalism while that was happening. Yeah.
I thought eventually you would notice that I was filming the whole thing, but you stayed locked in.
No,
I don't know if you were just scared that he was going to like rear back and get you or something. I don't know.
Well, I was locked in because I didn't know. I really just did not
you were like,
know.
Help me. Somebody help me.
Nobody. None of you. I turn around. There are multiple people filming. I did see Gordon get up and start to come around.
Yeah, Gordon was
like, hold on, man.
Yeah, we this is going too far.
It's like, Gordon will step up before a former Falcon. Come on.
I was just going to give this. I was boxed in. I couldn't get out. I might have tripped.
There is a
I didn't want to kill the comrades.
No. You could squeeze out right there. That's how you got in that seat right there. So
good stuff.
Wow. Regardless.
And all right, DJ Observant.
I will take a look at the video. We might post some of it. But towards the end, I was getting really scared. So I don't know how that looks. All right. We got to talk about the new Falcon that they signed yesterday. They brought in C.J. Henderson. He's a former first-round pick. He was a free agent cornerback. What does this kind of signify to you guys?
Well, I was the first thing I would think about in a move this late in camp would be, well, normally it would be one of – you look at the – who it is, and to me, he's not the type of Justin Simmons type player that you saw late last year and this time of the season in training camp. But I would say, oh, well, maybe this is a depth piece. I do believe it could be a depth piece, but I believe it's something that they're not seeing from the guys they have in there, that they're going to sign this guy and bring him in, and he's going to play, and he's expected to be on the roster when they hit the 53 because he said, or the report was that he chose them over a few other teams, and
right.
He's not just going to go somewhere and compete for a job if he didn't think when he could have one somewhere else.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is a guy who last year he was with the Steelers. I know that his contract with the Steelers was 1 year, 1.1. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to take of it. And I said this earlier that Kobe Bryant, the undrafted free agent rookie that came out of Kansas, they had a lot of expectations for him, really seeming like a guy who can make an impact at that position, even though he was undrafted. And he's been marred by injuries. He was injured throughout the beginning of camp, then he comes back for a couple of days, then he injures a hamstring again, obviously earlier this week. So I don't know what to think about it. To me, that signals that Kobe Bryant maybe is going to be an extended absence with the hamstring, and maybe they want more athleticism, more depth. It kind of goes along the lines of, and we talked a little bit about it earlier this week, they signed Ronnie Harrison, not only to play safety, he's a former safety, but it looked like he was doing drills with the linebackers. So you're trying to get more athletic, and we talked about that all offseason. This was a team that really lacked athleticism in so many areas defensively. They've been beaten by quarterback scrambles and everything else along the way. Screens kind of go in that category as well. They had to get more athletic, and this looks like what they're trying to do. They keep signing guys with huge upside but obviously on affordable contracts.
So as far as the game tonight, you know, it's the second preseason game against the Titans. What are you going to be watching for tonight with them? Or what position groups are you kind of watching? What players are you going to be focusing on?
For me, I'm going to be watching they've talked about – Brian Callahan, their head coach, has talked about starting their ones on the offense, doing a couple of drives with Cam Ward, the first-string offensive line, even though they're dinged up with a couple of injuries. I want to see how our twos – quote-unquote twos on defense kind of match up with that. I want to see Rook in that situation. I want to see Brandon Dorlus in that situation. Zach Harrison, Khalid Kareem, up and down. You know, Jalen Walker. I want to see how those guys react in that situation against a starting caliber offensive line. You had some success, I think, the end of the game with last week through three quarters, obviously, because it was suspended, with three sacks. And I think I want to see that continue tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same, really. You still – I thought Terry made an interesting comment when he joined Arch and West for the game on last Friday about the backup running back position. And I say backup because I don't really count Algier as a backup. It's kind of, you know, they share in some ways. But what are the Falcons doing that third running back? And that third running back is going to have to be one of the things they're going to be judged on is not just special teams. You know, Carlos Washington didn't play last week, but Corbin Carter and Dotson did. I thought Dotson did a really good job in pass pro. Now, he did have a catch out of the backfield. He didn't do much in the run game, but that I don't really blame him. I'm not faulting him for some of the lanes that weren't there because I didn't think they were very good in run blocking last week, Mike. But that backup, there's the DBs, obviously, you know, who's running, who's playing a gunner, which is such an odd thing to say that you're going to look for. But also the wide receiver room is still shaking out. How many are they going to keep? How's the special teams going to play out? Is one of those guys like Chris Blair or Drummond, is he competing with, you know, like Mike Ford for spot two for that gunner?
Right.
Can he beat
the push and pull of offense versus defense?
Yeah.
I completely agree with that.
Can he do enough offensively as a receiver and then do enough as a special teamer to beat out Mike Ford?
Yeah.
With the addition of Henderson, so I don't know.
It's a good question. I will say, and going back to you were talking about the run game last week, I think that's another thing that we have to talk about. Javon Gwynn played every snap at center last week. Joshua Gray has been a guy that, you know, was kind of brought in to compete there. The rookie out of Oregon State did not play center and is kind of still learning to snap. Javon Gwynn did not play well in the run game. I thought he played extremely well in the pass game last week, and I thought you saw that with the protection of Easton Stick. You gave up one sack, and you really did a nice job in front of him. But in the run game, Javon Gwynn was less than stellar. I mean, it was just bad. I'm just going to throw it out there. Javon Gwynn was bad in the run game, missed multiple linebackers that were running through on the wide zone. And as we've talked about, if you're going to be in this offense, you have to be able to block for wide zone. And he was not able to do that last week.
Is that a little bit surprising to you that he was better in the pass pro than he was in the run blocking?
Yeah.
Built the way he's built?
Yes. I mean, he's got shorter stature. He's not a long person. And usually when that happens, when you look at shorter centers, they're usually able to climb up the second level. And I don't know if it was not able to get off the double team. I don't know if it was – it doesn't seem to be an athleticism issue. I don't know if it was a front identification. Maybe he thought he was climbing up to a Will linebacker and was supposed to be going more front side. I don't know. But there were numerous plays that the running backs were getting hit at the line of scrimmage by guys that were supposed to be blocked by Javon Gwynn. And that's why afterwards you see them go out and sign Jake Hansen, who has kind of bounced around the NFL for a few years and saying, hey, we might need a veteran upgrade at that spot.
The one – clip that you and I watched together, he just didn't look like he knew exactly what his role was because he hesitates, and then as soon as he goes to get to the second level, he just kind of stumbled.
Yeah. Well, and not to get too deep in the weeds, I could talk about this forever. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, as you guys know. But it was he gets kind of grabbed a little bit on a block that, you know, was supposed to be taken over by the left guard, whoever's at the left guard spot. And he kind of turns back into it. And that linebacker that you're supposed to be climbing to didn't miss and comes downhill and makes that play. And so, like I said, I don't know if it's a simple communication issue with the backside guard. Maybe he didn't think the backside guard's overtaking. Maybe he thinks the backside guard is climbing up to that linebacker. I don't know. I'm not in those meeting rooms. But I will say that just multiple times watching him in the run game last week, less than stellar. And so he probably needs to have – if he still has eyes on that backup center spot, probably needs to have a much better night tonight.
Well, there are certainly a lot of questions about tonight's game. Appropriately, we have former Falcons quarterback and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, on deck. He's going to join us ahead of tonight's preseason game. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gap. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift live out here at McDonald's in Lithonia. I've been told at least three times during this commercial break that it is Lithonia. So that's where we're at. We're hanging out at McDonald's off of Evans Mill Road. It's Mike, Bo, Allie, the commissioner, Gordon, holding us down here, keeping us on air. And right now, because we do have an Atlanta Falcons game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight as the Titans stay in town, not head to town. Titans stay in town. We'll welcome in Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons color analyst. And Dave, let's just put it this way. A spirited week out there in Flowery Branch. What were some of your takeaways from the 2 days the Titans showed up out there?
Yeah, you're always trying to work on who you are and then obviously build in the competition piece to it with another team. I thought that the Falcon defense, which has been kind of the focal point of a lot of conversation over the last 3 weeks or so we've been in training camp, I think continues to work its way toward what Jeff Ulbrich wants it to be. So it's by nowhere near where they want to be from an attitude, how they're going to play, how they're going to dictate what's going on the field. But I thought they continue to do that. Now, it helps to have a young quarterback or inexperienced quarterback room, if you will, that you're going against. But I thought they continue to do that. As far as the fisticuffs and things of that nature, hopefully, Atlanta's kind of trying to settle that stuff in to where it's a couple of young players that have gotten into some fights and some older players have come in to try to help out to a certain extent. That bonds you a little bit But, you know, I know Bo was telling kind of a little bit about this yesterday. There's a deterrent in a game that keeps you from doing that. It's a 15-yard penalty, and your coach kicking the ass for doing it because you just cost your team 15 yards. So you don't really get that in practice. So it tends to get skewed a little bit in practice. I think that'll adjust and fix itself during the games.
Hey, Dave, I have to ask you, because we had DJ Shockley on the other day. He was saying he did like to talk smack during the games because he's like, no one can touch me, so I'm going to. Did you do that too back in the day?
You know, I didn't talk a lot, Allie. I really didn't. Now, I got thrown out of a game. I played in Canada. I got in a fight with I could kind of sympathize with Penix. I had a guy hit me late along the sideline in a game, and I actually got in a fight with a guy where we went clear out onto a track. It was in Edmonton. I drove a guy over a table. You guys would have loved it.
Wow.
WWE threw me out of the game. Yeah, it was a whole deal. So I can see you get flared up, you know, and it gets sideways a little bit when guys play outside the rules. But the whole talking thing is just that. It's talking. I used to love to go the other way. You know, I'd kind of love them up a little bit. They say, okay, yeah, I'm in your face all the time. I say, hey, that's great, man. So glad to be out here with you. So glad to be sharing the field with you. Stuff like they didn't know what to do with that. It kind of pissed them off.
Well, hold on. If we're going story time with Arch, as much as I want to talk about week two of the preseason, you first off, you couldn't talk trash as much when you played because they could hit you back then. DJ said they couldn't hit me. They could hit you back in the day. I mean, we've seen some of it. I know you took some. Didn't you scream at a very famous head coach one time and defensive coordinator about coming after you? I believe Buddy Ryan.
Yeah, well, he had a safety that just played outside the rules. A guy named Andre Waters. We used to call him Dirty Waters. And I got out of the pocket against the Eagles and got up the sideline, got the yardage I thought I could get, and I stepped out of bounds. And you guys know that white line that's on the sidelines is about a yard wide. Well, I'm on the bench side of that white line, and Waters dives at my left knee. So I jumped in the air and got off the ground so he didn't hurt my knee, and he cut me down, and there was a bit of a fisticuffs, and Scott Case came in there and jacked up Andre Waters. There's a lot going on, but I got out of the scrum and got across the field, kicked my helmet back. I was on about the numbers, and I yelled at Buddy Ryan. I go, Buddy, and I gave him, some of the stuff we can't talk about on TV or on radio. And he pulled his headset down. He says, get back in the huddle, punk. We're coming again. So that was the only time I yelled at the opposing team's coach. But, yeah, there was a lot of talking going on in my day, too. But, I don't remember it being where it flared to where you're gonna lose it.
This is reminiscent of Harvey Dahl and Mike Singletary from 15 years ago, man. Crazy.
I'm going to tell you something. I love – that's what we do. We go watch college football. I'm like, hey, tell me a story. And Arch just has one of these great stories that he has that he can go through.
he usually has his pillow and his blankie when I tell him the story, too.
This kid's pacifier.
Dave Archer joining us here on the morning shift. We're live from, as I say, Lithonia, the Mill McDonald's. Arch, what do you – last week I actually saw more guys play on defense than I kind of expected. Who are you expecting to play, and are we expecting it to be very similar to what they did last week with the rotation and how late some of these guys played in the game?
Yeah, I am, Mike. I think that Bo. I think there's no question about the fact that I think they got to continue to develop who they are as a team. Now, obviously, you don't need to see Jesse Bates, and you're not going to see A.J. Terrell, Caden Ellis, and Divine Diablo. I don't think you'll see those kind of guys, but I think the continued rotation up front, Nate Olley talked a lot about their trying to get them in the vein or the mindset of what they're going to do up front. They don't want guys on the field more than probably four plays. If you get caught in a play where they're caught in a drive where they're in a no huddle situation, maybe you have to play more plays than that. They want to get their rotations down to where guys are used to going full speed the way they want to attack and give energy. So they're going to continue to rotate those guys. Now, Leonard Floyd probably won't play, but some of the veterans won't play. But for the most part, I think you'll see all those guys defensively, absolutely.
Hanging out with Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons color analyst. Arch, it's way too early for roster math. We still have some time left in front of us for that. But I do want to get into this wide receiver battle. Last year, the initial 53 comes out. The Falcons keep five guys. The fifth one of those was Casey Washington. I expect that it'll be much the same when those five wide receivers come out that are kept on the 53. I am curious if you maybe keep a sixth this year. You did keep four running backs, you know, the three quarterbacks, this, that, and the other. That next wide receiver level, it just is a logjam. It's David Sills. It's Chris Blair. It's Dylan Drummond, who had a great game. It's DJ Chark, who you signed just a couple of weeks ago. It's Nick Nash, the rookie that a lot of people think a lot of. Kind of walk us through that next level of wide receivers and guys that you expect the you know could or need to have a big night tonight against the Titans.
Well, I think it's a great point, Mike, and I think that it's an area you're going to look at. I was trying to list the areas I was going to look at, and wide receiver was one of those areas going to really concentrate on as this game unfolds. And you're pretty set at four spots, right? Mooney, Hodge, London, and Ray McLeod. And now it sounds like Casey Washington is probably that fifth guy. So now you start thinking, okay, how many are we going to keep? Because, you know, Jamal Agnew probably isn't going anywhere. He's your return guy. He falls into that wide receiver category. Now all of a sudden you're at six. It almost, to me, Mike, feels like, I'd be interested to hear what you think, it almost feels like who can you get through waivers to get back to the practice squad as opposed to who you think is going to make the actual roster? Because Casey Washington's going to play gunner, going to play some special teams for you. That's exactly what Kadarrell Hodge does. He's one of the best in the league at it. We know he went to the Pro Bowl last year. So that's you're right. It's a crowded room. Not only is it a crowded room, I think the seats at the table for dinner are probably already set. And so who do you think you can get back on the roster, on the practice squad, on that 16-man practice squad that you can continue to develop? That's kind of where my eyes go.
Arch, one of the things that has been interesting for me is the third. Are they gonna, you know, they're gonna have to keep three tight ends, I feel like. And who's the third tight end? Like, who's the guy that's kind of leading behind Charlie Warner, who we talked to the other day, and Kyle Pitts?
Well, it's Tegan Quintoriano. I don't think there's any question that he's a guy that they really like. I think his ability to block on the edge. He's a similar player to Charlie Warner. I think they like his abilities. I think Felipe Franks is a guy that you pull for. He's, you know, you find those guys in camp, and I got a chance to know Felipe doing some of our community relations stuff when he first got here as a rookie at Arkansas, and it's the conversion to tight end and how hard he works, the attitude he brings to the table. Kind of pull for Felipe Franks. I'd like to see him be able to stick around. But, again, it kind of falls, Bo, to – can you get these guys to practice squad? I think Josh Simon has a tremendous upside. Led South Carolina in receptions, yards, and touchdowns last year after transferring in from, Western Kentucky or something. So he's a guy that I think has a lot of upside. 6'4", 240, can run. But he's a guy that probably falls in that developmental category. But Quintoriano, I believe, is the other guy, other than Warner and Pitts, would be where my eyes would go as far as tight ends go.
He is Dave Archer, the Atlanta Falcons color analyst. You can hear him on the call with Wes Durham tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wes, I look forward to catching up with you tonight, buddy.
Yeah, sounds great, man. Look forward to it.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate the time, Arch. And football coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro. And coming up, Rashee Rice will have his disciplinary hearing shortly. What could that mean for his season? We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle. Plus, it's Fair or Foul Friday. Fair or Foul, Georgia Tech has a chance at a 10-win season this year. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road. Every single person I've talked to has said Lithonia.
I've only caught two Lithonias. I've caught two, and they were like, look, I've been here a long time. It's Lithonia. And so there's a little bit of debate going on. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Sounds like the residents here need to figure out what they want to be called.
Yeah, like a city proclamation.
Yeah, let's all decide.
The mayor needs to put it out in the next election. Vote for me. I'm going to make sure we put out a proclamation that it's Lithonia.
This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We've got preseason football going on this weekend, so let's go in the huddle and talk about it. All right, so Falcons versus Titans tonight. We've been talking about it throughout the entire show, and then we've got the Seahawks and Chiefs tonight. Is there anything in particular that sticks out with some of these preseason matchups?
I mean, just on a general scale, I'd say the teams that are playing starting quarterbacks as opposed to the ones that are not. There's, you know, the number, I think, I don't know this, but it feels like the number is higher this year of starting quarterbacks that are playing. You've got Tua and Joe Burrow who did not play last year. Obviously, we'll see Cam Ward tonight. But I would, you know, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes usually plays. Like, the numbers from around the league, I'd say you're probably, what, seeing maybe 10 starting quarterbacks throughout preseason so far. And so that's unique. So just on a general scale, that's kind of what I'm looking at. I want to see how those teams hit the ground running.
Yeah, it's a conversation I'm very quickly getting over is the there's nothing on either side to prove anything to me.
Like, no.
I don't think that it's any proof that it helps or hurts unless you get injured. Like, it's just weird, and some guys, though, prefer, and I've heard this said, like some quarterbacks, they prefer to get hit before the season.
Sure.
They want to just go through the couple, you know.
Especially if you're like a J.J. McCarthy who's been injured or one of those kind of guys.
Because Zeno texted me the other day, and he asked me what the plan was, and it was right after Raheem had announced it, and I told him, and he was like, well – and he was like, I'm not trying to argue. He goes, I don't really know if there's any truth either way. And I said, well, that's the point, though. Anyone that tells you definitively that this guy should be playing also missed me with what's good enough for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's great. But guess what? Andy Reid can take a little more risk these days than Raheem Morris can.
I thought you were going to go a different direction with that because it's like, oh, man, look, Pat Mahomes does it, and he always comes out playing well.
because he's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's another good point.
I don't advocate one way or another. I think that there's different ways to do it, and I think that, you know, it's all about your team chemistry. It's about leadership. It's about, you know, how many returners you have in the passing game. And there's so many different variables. There's not a perfect way to go about it. Would I prefer to see preseason action from the starters? Absolutely. But that's because we're at the games and because, you know, you want to enjoy something about preseason. But I also enjoy the back-end roster battles. And, look, we'll get a look at that tonight as the first-string offense starts the game for the Titans, supposedly, against the second-string of the Falcons.
And remember one thing. If you play Michael Penix, if you play Patrick Mahomes, you play that guy, every starter on offense has to play. Because you're not putting – unless there's an injury, obviously, but you're not putting like your second string offensive line and Michael Penix out there or Patrick Mahomes. Do you know how and if one of those guys gets hurt, don't come in. I shouldn't even been out there. Meaningless game. Also, the craziest thing I'm just going to put it on blast. I've heard Carl Dukes and Mike Bell talk about this a lot, and they both think we should be resting Braves players in the regular season, yet playing Falcons players in the preseason. And you can't tell me that you want one to be bubble wrapped and the other to be, oh, no, put him out there. He needs it. That makes no sense to me.
Man, shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired.
You hear that, Dukes and Bell? Shots fired, baby.
I'm just saying.
I
don't understand that logic. And I don't want to hear, well, you know, there's nothing to play for. Oh, yeah? Well, tell me what Michael Penix will be playing for tonight.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I don't know. There's not a – I don't have a great answer. People ask me all the time, should they or should they not? I don't know.
I mentioned them because if I said Twitter, you said, who are these people? So I'm just going to say it's Carl and Mike.
Look at that. You're preemptively mad at me. You know what I mean? Check that out.
He's creating scenarios in his mind.
Of the people this show, you should be worried about being mad at you. It ain't me.
Yes, that's for real, Mike. So Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, he is expected to have his disciplinary hearing with the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th in New York. This is in regards to the multi-car crash he was involved in Dallas during the 2024 offseason. This means that Rice is now likely going to be able to play the first 4 weeks of this season before any potential discipline is imposed.
Cue the conspiracy theorists that the Chiefs are being taken care of by the league by pushing this back so he can play the first four games, because pretty sure I haven't – let me pull it up, but I'm pretty sure their first four or five games, Mike, are not easy. They open with the Chargers and the Eagles at home, and then they the Giants, eh. But
are they in
the
Brazil?
Ravens.
Are they the Brazil game?
No, they were. Yeah, yeah. They play
the
Chargers. Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah. To open
Brazil.
The season, Sao Paulo.
Home. I'm sorry. Good call. It's their home. They're taking a home game from them.
Yeah,
but they've
which
got
is crazy, by the way.
Three of the best teams in the NFL in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Like there's these issues, and this falls along with a number of other stories that are coming out right now. It's not criminal. Right, it's not. The NFL's not looking at criminal proceedings as much as they're doing their own investigations for the most part, and that's what you see kind of coming out here. So they'll decide, hey, you know, was there wrongdoing here, and they'll make sure they uphold the image of the shield and everything else that comes along with the NFL, and we'll move on from there. But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs have done it in the past without wide receivers, to be honest. So they have the opportunity to do it again.
That's why I just said cue the conspiracy theories.
There you go.
Well, we've got some good news for Matthew Stafford. Plans to work out with the Rams on Saturday.
Wait, this feels like deja vu. Didn't he work out last Saturday? Feel great, throw about 65 passes, and then go Monday. Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
Back sore.
Well, and you know, there's been conversations about whether or not he'll be ready for week one. You start talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. You start talking about Stetson Bennett and a number of other pieces. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But I have no doubt that in the end, this is they won the division last year, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to catch fire at the right time. And it's just that kind of organization right now.
I would go ahead and go on a limb and tell you I'd be just – if something happened and he doesn't play, I would be beyond shocked if they didn't just go with Garoppolo and then Stetson Bennett. They're not trading for Kirk Cousins, guys. I just do not see that.
There you go, Allie. There's for your Google page where you're writing stuff down about predictions. He'd be beyond shocked.
Is this what we're doing?
He would be beyond shocked.
So I'm
just telling you.
We need to have one of those court reporters for everything I say.
I mean, that's
down.
Basically who you asked to join the show. I keep notes on everything.
All right, Dylan, let's do this thing.
And it is Fair or Foul Friday, so Mike and Bo are going to debate my questions that I've cooked up for them today. Fair or foul, Falcons will score at least 3 touchdowns tonight in their second preseason game.
Mike? Fair. Why wouldn't I say fair? You know what I mean? Like, there's no downside to saying fair here. Obviously, you're going to write this down in your Google Notes, but whatever. No, I'll say fair. I think that you displayed the ability to pass at a high level last week with Easton Stick. You were protecting at a very high level. I know that they're going to start their defense, but it doesn't sound like they're going to play any more than one drive. I expect that the running game with the second unit will take a step forward tonight, and hopefully that leads to some points on the board.
Well, foul. I can't tell you the last time I remember the Falcons scoring three touchdowns in a preseason game. Most of their games end like 17-6 or 9 or 12 or something. So I don't expect it.
It'd be all about the third downs tonight. They've been just abysmal. And I'm talking about the last couple of years on third down in preseason. Yeah. And it's got to take a step forward.
Offense is a tough thing to watch in preseason football.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Fair or foul, Marcell Ozuna will hit his 300th career homer this year.
What number is he on now? 290 something? I would say fair.
I was going to say, you should lead with that in the question, because I haven't been part of the Ozuna tracker for number 300. I don't know. He seems like he's hitting well. Seems like the timing's there. He dealt with the hip issue that kind of went away, and then he kind of got benched and everything else.
He's at 295. Yeah, that's fair. Five home runs? Dude,
yeah,
he's
where
been red.
I'm trying to think.
He's been red hot lately.
Yeah, we still got plenty of time. Was it 6 weeks left? Yeah, we still got plenty of time.
Okay. All right, fair or foul, Taylor Swift's appearance on the New Heights podcast has already reached 14 million views. It will reach 25 million views before Dylan fixes his car.
Oh, fair.
That's the fairest that's the fairest slam dunk question I've heard all day. That's the fairest slam dunk question I've heard. I keep saying it. We're approaching a year for Dylan. We're approaching a year, and it'll reach 25 million for the end of the day.
Yeah,
it'll reach 25. Like, that's the way that YouTube and things like that work. So yeah, that's fair. Oh,
it's 14 million in one day. Is that it?
Seriously, yeah.
Wow, that's
one
crazy.
Day. Okay, fair or foul? Georgia Tech has a chance at a 10-win season this year.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with this. I think that you bring Blake Gideon in as a defensive coordinator. Buster Faulkner gets the massive extension. What is he making? $2.5 million, something like that. They are very, very high on Haynes King at the quarterback spot. It just seems like all the pieces are in place. They return a few starters along the offensive line. They have a decent defense that I think has some players that can make noise at the next level. So, yeah, I'm with it, man. I think the schedule lines up for them to really, really make some noise. And they came close to beating Georgia last year, weren't able to get it done. So that'll be one of the ones that maybe gets them over the 10-win mark. But I think that they're going to shock some people the way they're able to play this season.
I'm going to tell you something. Looking at their schedule right now, and 10 is a 10's a tough number. But I'm going to go with Mike. I think fair. I love Brent Key. I love what he's building there. I do love the coordinator. I don't know much about Gideon. I had a buddy of mine plays golf. I think he's a Tech grad. He's a big Tech guy. Every week I see him at MJ. He's in my Tech. He's a big Tech guy. Mm-hmm. He asked me about Gideon. I was like, I don't know much about him, but Buster Faulkner, everyone loves. So,
and I'll throw this out there. I've talked about this a number of times on the show. The left tackle, the projected left tackle from Georgia Tech, was a kid I coached all throughout high school, Ethan McKinney. And I'm a big fan. So I caught a lot of flack last year because I was rooting for Georgia Tech and the Georgia Tech-Georgia game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why. Mm-hmm. I'm not just throwing that out there and going, oh, yeah, I hope Georgia just loses every time. Like, there's reasons. Like, I have some ties to that. So I'll be rooting for him throughout the season. It'll be fun to keep track of.
Went through it realistically. I got him losing to Clemson, maybe Virginia Tech. And then
Virginia Tech? No.
Come
on.
And then Georgia. That would be 9-3. And the bowl could get them 10.
You're right where I'm at, and that's why I said Georgia Tech would be one of those ones that could get them over the hump. I mean, Georgia, I'm sorry, can be one of those ones that gets them over to 10. It's going to be tight. They're going to have to beat some quality teams.
All right, one more. This one might hit a nerve. A little bit spicy here.
Oh, here we go.
Fair or foul. I'm not going to call out the media personality, but someone at Falcons training camp was talking about the Braves season and was wondering if the 2021 season was a fluke. So fair or foul. Was the 2021 Braves season a fluke?
Mike, I'm going to be long-winded on this, so you go ahead.
A fluke, no. Fluke makes it seem like it was like a game of chance, like that you were rolling a dice. That's not what it was. Now, was it a flash in the pan? That conversation could probably be had. Was it lightning in a bottle? I could see that conversation going somewhere. Fluke, no. I wouldn't say it was a fluke, but I will say that the window that you felt like was wide open at that point seems to be slammed shut right now. So if that's an indicator of a fluke, then okay, maybe.
All right, you go to the World Series roster, the guys that were actually playing, and the guys that are left are Ozzie and Austin Riley. Freddie's gone. Dansby's gone. Remember, Ozuna wasn't around for that. Acuna was hurt. Darnold is gone. You know, Soler, Duvall, Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario. All these guys are gone. It wasn't a fluke. The team's completely different. Charlie Morton is gone. Strider wasn't even here. Max Fried is gone. So the bullpen is essentially all – they're all gone. Everybody from that team is gone. So it's not a fluke. It was a team that you built that hit the pinnacle. It was a rebuilding a team you rebuilt, and they hit the goal with a few plug-ins. So, no, it wasn't a fluke. Lightning in a bottle is a better thing because of what they got with the trades, but it wasn't a fluke at all. They built the team. They did what they were supposed to do, and then they didn't re-sign key pieces of that team, and this is what you're left with.
Yeah, maybe fluke was a strong word on that one.
Yeah, and I love the person that asked it. And they listen.
I know.
And I understand the thought, but I just have seen it. I've seen a little bit on Twitter, too, about how Anthopoulos is a fraud and all this. No, it's just you're living within the restraints of self-imposed salary cap by
and
the corporation you work for.
Winning the World Series is an incredibly difficult thing to do.
You want to know what was a fluke? The 2020 World Series won by the Dodgers. That was a fluke. Almost all 2020 titles, like the basketball, the what did they call it, Dylan, where they went to the
bubble.
The bubble. That was fluky. I mean, playing in a park in Arlington for the NLCS and the World Series was fluky.
Who won the 2020 NBA?
The Lakers.
Lakers.
That's also why most people run with that.
I was going to say, you feel like you're starting to call out some 2020 title winners that are kind of in the midst of, like, not dynasties, but pretty good runs.
Yeah.
Like, start getting to that level. You're like, I don't know.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. You can ask questions to us. You can shout out your schools for Friday Night Lights. I believe this is the first night that we've got regular season
Meaningful football tonight, yes.
So call in, shout out your schools, unless you're calling for Bishop Sycamore. Not again. You're not allowed. Bo is also saying he will be disappointed if the Falcons don't get at least 50 sacks this season. He backed down to 45. How far off is he on this? Call us now, 404-726-0929 or on Twitter at 929MorningShift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.